Are you a no-till farmer who's been wondering about bringing some tillage back into your system to control some of those challenging weeds, but still have some questions surrounding that? If so, hang on, because I've got a meeting coming up that might answer some of those questions. Hi there, I'm Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, we have a meeting coming up on Wednesday that's going to address some questions that we have that I've been continuing to get on our dryland cropping systems. And so we're calling this meeting the Dryland Cropping Systems Update, and really it is an update of research that's been going on throughout the area. So this meeting is on Wednesday in St. Francis at the 4-H building, and it will be held from 1 to about 3:45 p.m. Central Time, and that's at the 4-H building in St. Francis. And so we're going to have a variety of topics that we're going to be discussing. We're going to have several research agronomists and ag economists with us to kind of talk through some of these questions that we've been getting. And so let me just do a quick rundown on all of our speakers. So we're going to have Alan Schlegel with us. Alan is the cropping systems agronomist and the agronomist in charge down at the Tribune Experiment Station. We'll have Dallas Peterson. He is our K-State weed scientist. We'll have Monty Vandeveer. Monty is the Southwest Area Ag Economist, and he's going to put some numbers to some of the research that Alan's been doing on the Tribune Station. And then finally, we're going to have Lucas Haig with us, and Lucas is our Northwest Area Agronomist. You guys probably know him from some other meetings that we've had and from wheat plot tours. And so that's kind of our rundown of speakers. We're going to be really zeroing in on some research that's just been going on across the northwest part of Kansas. So Alan Schlegel's really going to visit with us about occasional tillage and how does that occasional tillage impact our yields down the line, especially if you've been a no-till producer for several years and you're wondering about putting that occasional tillage pass back in. Alan's going to discuss some of that. He also has some research down there on intensifying crop rotations, which means instead of a wheat corn fallow, maybe you have a wheat corn sorghum fallow rotation. And so we have some numbers put to that to talk how that impacts our yields and really how that affects our soil water. And so that's two topics that we're really going to be spending some time on. Dallas Peterson's going to be with us to talk about weed control in our limited tillage or on our no-till systems. He's going to specifically focus on some of those challenging weeds like Palmer amaranth and maybe even some tumble windmill grass and probably some kochia. So he's going to have a kind of a rundown on that. Monty Vandeveer, our Southwest Area Ag Economist, is actually put numbers to the occasional tillage study. And so he's going to talk about how we add in the cost of tillage, take out some cost of herbicides, and how does that all affect the bottom line when we look at our final yields. And Lucas Haig's going to be discussing some new research that we have going on that's talking about corn planting date and hybrid maturity. And so we continually get some questions about pushing our planting dates a little bit later on corn. And so he's going to discuss some of our first year's worth of findings and go through some of that. If you are planning to attend on Wednesday, why don't you give us a call and let us know, or you can register online. That way I make sure I have enough handouts and cookies for everyone. You can register online at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy, or you can call the Extension office in St. Francis, and that number is 332-3171. Again, you can register online or register by calling the Extension office. If you have any questions, just give me a call at one of the Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs, and I'll be happy to answer your questions, and we hope to see you on Wednesday.